Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Virtual reality seeks to allow us to interact with the computational world as a seamless thought sphere. Hi, my name is Reggie Watts, and you are listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour. And I'm here to talk to you about virtual reality. Virtual reality should be a lot of fun. Virtual reality should be weird and colorful, emotional, demoralizing, not distracting.
Every single human being that has ever been born and has died.
Something really strong and sincere, a candy bar that really satisfies, yet feels as though I'm being healthfully rejuvenated. Well, a thought sphere is human consciousness, whether it's synthetic or organic. Collective consciousness continues to evolve collectively, agreed upon as functioning in a certain way. Virtual reality should never, ever be not in existence. Virtual reality should never at all costs, nor ever, or ever try to never, in avoidance of trying to, become stronger than what it is. Never, ever should it, never would it. It's already strong enough. Never, ever would be. Should virtual reality be about subject matter like fruit, small people, or rock formations? To me, that's kind of the point. Well, the difference between reality squared, versus virtual reality, I would say that real reality is much better than virtual reality at being real reality. It's the original reality, OR. Nothing is better than real reality itself when it comes to reality.
Real reality.
It's just been around so long, so I'm like, oh yeah, right, here we are. Real reality isn't virtual in the classic sense. Virtual reality is the complete immersion in technology. It seeks to simulate the sense real space and time. The single most convincing version of virtual reality. Virtual reality is definitely full tech simulation. Reality is nature tech. Life stuff.
Immersive nature.
Quest for life. Real reality. Reality is... some people would say that reality is a form of virtual reality. Reality is incredibly elusive, and something that's virtual, it's always better, way better than the real thing. We are in a simulation, interpreting the reality that we exist in. Simulation. So in the future, virtual reality will become reality, and we'll realize that, oh, that was the reality. Man, we had to fight so long and so hard to get there.
Reggie Watts, the one-of-a-kind comedy and music performer.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.